ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Rituja Uchuhu, the priest said, Arhasi, please accept Muhu again and again. Arhat Tama, O most exalted, worshipable person. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. The priest began to offer prayers to the Lord, saying, O most worshipable one, we are simply your servants. Although you are full in yourself, please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us, your eternal servants. We are not actually aware of your transcendental form, but we can simply offer our respectful obeisances again and again as instructed by the Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature. Therefore, they are never perfect. But you are above the jurisdiction of all material conceptions. Your name, form, qualities are all transcendental. They are all beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? In the material world, we can perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other power than to offer our respectful obeisances and prayers unto you, the transcendental person. The chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will wipe out the sins of all mankind. That is the most auspicious activity for us, and we can thus partially understand your supernatural position. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with material perception. Even the impersonal Shankaracharya says, Narayana Paro Avyaktat. Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beyond the material conception. We cannot concoct the form and attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must simply accept the description given in Vedic literatures about the Lord's form and activities. Stated in Brahma Samhita, Chintamani prakarasatma shukalpa vriksha lakshavritesh surabhira vipalayantam lakshmi sahastrachatasam brahmasevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires in abodes built with spiritual gems and surrounded by millions of purpose trees. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. We can have some conception of the Absolute Truth, His form, His attributes, simply by reading the descriptions given in Vedic literatures and authoritative statements given by exalted personalities like Brahma, Narada, Shukadev Goswami and others. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Atta Shri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grayam indriyai. We cannot conceive the name, form and qualities of Shri Krishna through our material senses. Because of this, other names for the Lord are Adhokshaja and Aprakrita, which indicate that the Lord is beyond any material senses. Out of His causeless mercy upon His devotees, the Lord appeared before Maharaj Nabhi. Similarly, when we are engaged in the Lord's devotional service, the Lord reveals Himself to us. Sevon mukhehi jivvado swayam eva surati adaha. This is the only way to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya mam अभिजानाति यावन यश चाश्मि तत्वतः. वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड थ्रू डिवोशनल सर्विस. देयर इज नो अदर वे. वी हैव टू हियर फ्रॉम द अथॉरिटीज एंड फ्रॉम द शास्त्रस एंड कंसिडर द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इन टर्म्स ऑफ देयर स्टेटमेंट्स. वी कैन नॉट इमेजिन और कॉन्कॉक्ट फॉर्म्स एंड एट्रीब्यूट्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड. Hare Krishna. So here in this verse that we are discussing today, Maharaj Nabhi and the other sages, they are offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are beginning their prayers by saying that please, please accept our service. This signifies that one should consider himself to be very fortunate to be able to render some service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once one devotee, he was about to join this ashram here, and I was introducing this devotee to Maharaj, and Maharaj said, just in one sentence, he said, always remember, the greatest fortune in life is to be able to render any insignificant service to the Supreme Lord. The devotee should think that just the chance to serve is the greatest blessing. For a devotee, the success is not measured in terms of material success, like in terms of the productivity or the fame or even the visible results. The real result which a devotee aspires for is simply more service. Simply more service. A devotee becomes greedy for service. I was listening to one lecture by Srila Prabhupada a few days back, and Srila Prabhupada was explaining that the only qualification for advancement in devotional service is laulyam, greediness. In this world, greediness is not considered, it's not a very good quality. Greediness is actually born of the mode of passion, and it is the cause of all problems. It is the cause of all wars. It is the cause of all corruption. But to be greedy for serving Krishna, to be greedy for chanting the name of Krishna, that is actually the sign of spiritual success. Just to want to do more, more, more and more, unlimitedly try to please Krishna. A devotee never gets tired. His body may get tired, but still his soul is hankering for more and more service. The gopis, for example, want to serve Krishna unlimitedly. And if for serving Krishna, they are sent to hell also, they are ready. We know this point, that how Narad Muni, when the gopis were asked to give the dust of their feet, they were ready even for that. Once Srila Prabhupada, after a preaching tour in North India, he returned. And it was late in the evening. He had hardly taken any prasad during the day. And just at the end, he took some milk with some puri, and he said, this is spiritual life. Just to be engaged in Krishna's service unlimitedly. So one should cultivate that kind of greed. One should be hankering for the opportunity to serve. And be happy that Krishna is accepting my service. And in fact, as during the last 2-3 lectures, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is explaining that it's not, the devotional service is not something which is perceivable by the senses. What we see is the external form of devotional service, and we generally tend to judge devotees by that measure, that how much books he has distributed. Of course, that's also very nice during the marathon time. That's to encourage devotees. Or how much, what kind of lectures are given, or what construction of temple and... But really, what pleases Krishna more than anything else is just that desire to serve, just that intense desire to please Krishna. Just the attempt to try to offer something to Krishna. Lakshmila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur once said that I'm just trying to offer a flower to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm just trying to offer a flower. To be acceptable to the Supreme Lord, our service must actually be filled with humility and devotion. Just like in the lecture on Sunday, which Maharaj gave at Naji Prabhu's residence, we are explaining that there are so many teachings of Lord Jesus Christ. But it can all be summed up in Trinadapi Sunichena. Because if you have that, you have everything. If you don't have that, then you have a long way to go. If somebody has that quality, which Mahaprabhu emphasized so much, of being humble, then and then alone, Krishna accepts our service. Because for us to try to offer something to Krishna is like offering the water of the Ganges back to the Ganges. Everything already belongs to Krishna. What can I offer to Krishna? He is the source of all knowledge. So whatever I speak as a service is all coming from Him. He is the source of all wealth. So what wealth will attract Him? But that same Krishna becomes very eager to go to Sridhar Kholavecha. And he begs some banana leaves from him. And forcibly sometimes takes from him. That same Krishna was very eager to accept the offering from Vidura and his wife. The same Krishna, in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, took broken pieces of rice from Shuklambar Brahmachari. And one day actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Shuklambar Brahmachari that you cook for me. So he was so fearful and embarrassed. He said, how can I cook anything for the Lord? How can I cook anything? I'm so impure. It's actually pure devotion is really very paradoxical to the conditioned mind. Because in this world, we are taught to be self-confident. And even if you don't know, you have to act as if you know. When you go to attend some interviews, you are given some tips that be very confident, be very positive, be very, you know. Indirectly, you have to boast about yourself. But the great devotees, they become simply stunned. In Dhruva Maharaj, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, he was completely stunned. He couldn't speak anything. What shall I offer, my Lord? When Prahlad Maharaj saw, when Narsingadev and the demigods like Brahma and Shiva and the Gandharvas and Kinnars and Rishis, when they offered prayers and the Lord was not still pacified, and on the request, on the order of Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj went to offer prayers. At that time, Prahlad Maharaj began by saying, my dear Lord, there are so many sages and rishis, they are in the mode of goodness. I am from the Asuri family. How can I please you? This is really the beginning of all spiritual knowledge is humility. One cannot overemphasize humility, because if you have humility, you have everything, because you have Krishna. If you don't have humility, then it's still a good gesture to offer something to Krishna, but it won't be acceptable to that degree. So one who just, if you see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami or Vrindavan Das Thakur or Lochan Das Thakur, again and again and again, they just prostrate themselves before their superiors. You know, they're just saying that, oh, like Kaviraj Goswami, the topmost, the crest jewel of all Paramahamsas, he begins his literature by glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur. He says that, Ore Muda Loka Shuna Chaitanya Mangal. He tells his audience, oh fools, listen to Chaitanya Bhagavat. You know, like generally, if you have somebody speaking on the same subject matter, or if you have people who are equals in terms of etiquette in the material world, the first step would be to try to bring the other person down so that people pay more attention to you. Right? That's the material world, everywhere, in all fields. But in spirituality, here we find that Kaviraj Goswami, he begins by saying that I am lower than Jagai and Madhai, and I am lower than a worm in the stool. And Prabhupada explains that when Kaviraj Goswami says like that, he genuinely feels like that. You see, bhakti cannot be pretension. You can try to pretend for some time, but you can only last if you actually develop those feelings. Kaviraj Goswami was actually feeling like that. And that's why he says that you listen to the works of Vrindavan Das Thakur. You know, I am simply chewing the remnants of what he has left. That is Vaishnavas. And similarly, all the other, like in the story of Rasikananda, his disciple, writes this book. One whole chapter is dedicated to simply glorifying the Vaishnavas. Because when you glorify Vaishnavas, you get their blessings. When you glorify, offer respect to the Vaishnavas, then everything is auspicious. Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandan Jaha Huite Vigna Nash Abhishtapur. That I offer my obeisances to the six Goswamis. Because by their mercy, everything will be successful. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita that there will be always be opposition to the propagation of Krishna consciousness movement. There will always be people like hogs who will try to oppose. But if one remembers the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, then there won't be any obstacles. So, this is the mood. All prayers, whether it's a prayer of Dhruva Maharaj, prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, prayer of the Mahaprakash Leela, they all begin by just considering oneself to be totally unqualified. And then just begging, please accept it. You're not praying that my offering should be the best. But if Krishna thinks that, if Krishna even glances little bit at my offering, then that is my success. Like Rupa Goswami prays, Karuna karu mai karuna bharite sanaka sanatana varnida charite. He prays for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. That please give me your mercy. And Narottam Das Thakur prays for the mercy of Rupa Goswami. Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada. He prays that Haha Prabhu Karodaya Narottama Lailo Sharan. So one should, in the daily meditation of Japa, which is the prime Yuga Dharma for this age, one should begin by offering prayers. Chaitanya Chachinandan Maharaj writes in his book that it's a very good practice to spend some few minutes offering humble prayers. Prabhupada writes in 4th canto of Bhagavatam also, there are certain prayers to be offered, praying to the Lord, to the holy name, to please give me the ability to utter the holy name. Just like in this purport today, Prabhupada is explaining that Atta Shri Krishna Namadi is quoting this verse from Padma Purana, that you cannot approach spiritual things by material senses. It's just not possible. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes in Sri Chaitanya teachings that the holy name cannot just be uttered by the lips. But when a devotee is praying and his heart is actually filled with service attitude, then the name descends. See, it's not a matter of just lips, because that should be there. That's pronunciation and perfection, that's minimum. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes that the holy name is actually descending from the spiritual world. It's actually descending. When a devotee's heart is filled with the desire to serve the servants of Krishna, then Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, agrees to descend on the tongue of his devotee. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes, actually descends in the heart, and the heart makes the lips move. And that is a pure name. And that is our aspiration. That is our aspiration. So, if one spends little time, because generally we are so much taxed for time, and we have like a budget for chanting, 1 hour, 45 minutes, or 2 hours, whatever. But it's worth spending a little extra time and offering prayers. The praying, Krishna, I am unqualified. How can I approach? Even Brahma and Shiva and Narada glorify the holy name. Even Ananta Shesh is glorifying the holy name since time immemorial, and there's no end to the glory of the holy name. I am a person who is a slave of the mind and the senses. I am subject to the four defects. I cannot control my mind. The six enemies are constantly devouring me. In this condition, Krishna, I am trying to approach you. I have no other qualification except your mercy. Tava Kripa, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says that Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti Statrarpita Niyamita Smarani Nakala Eta Adrishi Tava Kripa. Tava Kripa, your mercy. It's your causeless mercy that the Lord has advented. In the Sunday lecture, Srinath Radhanath Maharaj was making a very nice point that the holy name is a deity. The holy name is a deity. You see, it's actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, it's more merciful than the deity, is the deity of the holy name. Vachaka and Vachya. The name is more merciful than the named. Because the name, as soon as you, in whatever position you are, irrespective of your purified or impurified, the Lord is willing to appear. Provided one has that sincere heart. Like Bible says, knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. One has to really seek that Krishna is appearing. This 1.5 hour of my day is the most important day. Because if I can remember Krishna during this 1.5 hours, then there's a good chance I can remember all throughout the day. If I cannot even remember during this time, then my service will not be as pleasing to Krishna as if I can constantly remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I would like to just speak a little bit about the prayers, since the priests are offering prayers to the Lord. It is one of the items of devotional service, Vandanam. It is explained that when pure devotees offer prayer, through that prayer, the glories of the Supreme Lord become revealed. There are only two ways of understanding Krishna. Either when Krishna himself speaks about himself, or if his pure devotees glorify him. Because the pure devotees, they know Krishna. You can only know Krishna through the mercy of Krishna. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. This is an unrivaled spiritual truth. Just like in the discussions between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya in Jagannath Puri. After Mahaprabhu reached Puri and he was unconscious upon seeing the form of Lord Jagannath, Lord Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told him that you should not go alone to Jagannath temple. You should go with one assistant. And Mahaprabhu agreed that I will not go near Lord Jagannath. I will stand behind the Garuda Stambha. So he would have darshan behind the Garuda Stambha. And during this time, Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was asking about Gopinath Acharya about the status of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gopinath Acharya was trying to explain to him that he is the supreme personality of Godhead. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not willing to accept in that condition. He was saying, where is the pramana? Where is the proof? And so many proofs were cited by Gopinath Acharya, including proofs from Bhagavatam, proofs from Mahabharata about the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the Vishnu Sahasranam, Suvarna Varna Hemango Varangas Chandanagada. But still, Gopinath Acharya was not convinced. I'm sorry, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not convinced. Finally, Gopinath Acharya said, for you to try to tell you about the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like planting a seed in a barren land. No matter how much you try, how much water you put, you cannot grow anything. And then he explained that it's only by the mercy of the Lord that one can understand. Prasada lesha anugreta vahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimna. One can only know about the Supreme Lord by the mercy of the Lord. So, at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had not yet received the mercy of the Lord in this pastime. So he could not understand. Although he was a very learned person, he was the head priest of the temple, but he could not understand that Sei Gaura, Sei Jagannath, that is the same personality of God. If we compare this with the story of the Brahman in Srirangam, he also met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time. And he was reading Bhagavad Gita. He did not know how to pronounce properly. He was being ridiculed. On one hand, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the head priest. And here, this Brahman was being ridiculed by the priest of Srirangam. But this Brahman, he had received the mercy of the Lord. That's why he could, after some time, after telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about what he was seeing Lord Krishna holding the reins of the chariot of Arjuna. And after some time, he said, I also understand that you are that same Krishna. He could understand, even though he was not so learned. He could understand, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could not understand in the first meeting. Because this Brahman had received the mercy of the Lord, because he had unflinching faith in the words of his spiritual master. Yasya deve parabhaktir, yatha deve tatha guru. That for one who has unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord and his pure devotee, the spiritual master, all the purports of the Vedic literatures are revealed. Otherwise, the Vedic literatures, they are like a cryptic puzzle, like some code is there, some letters are there, but unless you know the code, the formula, it doesn't make any sense to you. Prabhupada explains that when he went to America, there were hundreds of translations of Bhagavad Gita, and when one lady asked which Gita should I read, Prabhupada could not recommend any, because none of them were motivated by pure devotional service. The real thing is the motivation of whatever anybody does. So when a person translates, when a person speaks, is actually his mentality and his motivation is being transmitted to the audience or to the readers. And that's why Sanatana Goswami explains that we should not hear Harikatha from the person who is a Mayavadi, a Vaishnava. What to speak of Mayavadi, even a Vaishnava. Just like the milk touched by the serpent. So, later on, when by the mercy of Gopinatha Acharya, somehow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was merciful to Sarvam Bhattacharya, and that same Sarvam Bhattacharya, he glorified 100 verses glorifying Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam Ekam Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharirdha. He was glorifying. And he was so much opposite of what he was before that he wanted to change the verse of Bhagavatam. In that famous verse, Tapte Anukampa, the word Mukti Pada, he wanted to change to Bhakti Pada. But Mahaprabhu prevented him. He said, you cannot change the words of the Bhagavatam. He said, I will not change, but I don't like this word. That is the difference between the mercy. That's why all devotional service is simply mercy. It's not a matter of skills. Outsiders can do things better than devotees many times in terms of construction, in terms of finance management, in terms of giving lectures, in terms of everything. But Krishna doesn't look at that. Krishna doesn't care for it because there's no bhakti. But if there is even a slight effort by one who is a devotee, Krishna becomes very pleased. And really that's all what bhakti is about. Just the attempt to please Krishna. Just the attempt to offer something insignificant to Krishna through his devotee. Srila Prabhupada would be very pleased if somebody offered even a little service, because that was his mercy. He was engaging us in his service of Prabhupada, in the service of Krishna. There's also the prayer by Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj, when he saw Lord Narsingadev, there's a whole chapter of prayers. And one of the prayers he offers to Lord Narsingadev is, my Lord, if you are pleased upon me, please give me the benediction that within the core of my heart there be no material desire. This is a very important prayer, that let me be free from all desire for bhukti and mukti. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself teaches us, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamaye, ama janmani janmani ishware, avatad bhakti rahituki. My Lord, I do not want anything. I do not want anything of this world. I just want to serve you unconditionally. This is a very revolutionary concept in this material world. You find everybody is serving, but everybody wants something in reward. But a devotee is serving with no other desire except the opportunity to serve more. Like Prabhupada was asked, what do you get out of this chanting? And he says, more chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prahlad Maharaj also offered another prayer, and that was for his father, Hiranyakashipu, who had tormented him, who had tried to kill him. He offered prayers for him. This is another prayer of Vaishnava, offering prayers for others. Like Jesus Christ, his last words were to forgive others, for they know not. Forgive them, for they know not. Or Haridas Thakur was praying for those who were beating him in 22 marketplaces. Forgive, in one beautiful lecture, it's explained that you forgive even before the offense is completed. How difficult this quality is for a conditioned soul like us, like me, to be able to forgive. Actually, Jesus Christ was asked, how many times I shall forgive? Seven. And he replied, 7 times 70. We begin to forgive unlimited number of times. That's the quality which attracts Krishna. Because if we forgive others, then Krishna forgives us. You see, we all have unlimitedly committed offenses to Krishna by rebelling against his authority. But by being By giving forgiveness to others, we actually attract Krishna's forgiveness. Vasudev Datta Thakur, incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj, he prayed. Jesus Christ also prayed for his followers to take their sins. But Vasudev Datta, he said, "My Lord, please, please take all living beings back to Godhead. And if you feel that they are too sinful, then let me suffer for their sins." And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur comments upon that particular passage, which is quoted by Srila Prabhupada, that the prayers of Vasudev Datta are even beyond what Jesus Christ is praying. He is praying for all living beings, that let all living beings be forgiven and let me suffer for their behalf. To suffer, to get an opportunity to suffer for others is a great benediction. If we do get that blessed opportunity where during preaching, during any service or distributing books, if we get the chance to suffer or if we get some inconvenience, then we should think that this is a great mercy of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in this bhajan, Atma Nivedana Tuyapada, he says, "Tomara sevate jayite dukha sahit parama sukha." My Lord, in rendering service to you, the difficulties, the inconvenience I encounter, they are the greatest blessing. Because if somebody doesn't offend us, how can we become Tarorapi Sahishnuna? It's really, we have to have a rehearsal or some sort of test. So if somebody is offending us, then we should be actually thankful to that person that you are giving me promotion into the realm of the holy name. I cannot even approach the holy name until I become forgiven. Of course, this is a very high platform, but even at least if we cannot be thankful, at least we just don't say anything. That is also a great achievement. You know, just to tolerate whatever comes. The mercy of the Lord. The prayers of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are, if you read them, we get inspired. Like the prayers of Vasudev, the prayers of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas was asked in the Mahaprakash Leela, "What do you want?" He first glorified all those who were remembering Krishna. He glorified Draupadi, he glorified the Pandavas, he glorified Parvati. And then he said, he concluded by saying, "I am so unfortunate that I am not able to remember you." So this is the common feature of all Vaishnava's prayer, is one's inadequacy and one's own shortcomings. You know, always feeling oneself very, very weak. This weakness is not psychological weakness, it's a spiritual weakness, which is actually a great, it's not a weakness, it's actually a spiritual embellishment which comes by the mercy of the Lord. So Haridas Thakur finally concluded, "Lord, that I only beg to get the remnants of the food left by your devotees." And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, following in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur, he says in this bhajan, "Sarvasva Tomara," he says, I hanker for the remnants of the food of your servants. It is not that it is that I will just accept it, but is hankering for it, lalasa. And in the another beautiful song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Gitavali, he explains what kind of prayers we should offer. This is a commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the verse by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim." In this song he prays, "Prabhu tava pada yuge mora nivedan." "O my Lord, I offer this prayer at your lotus feet. Nahi mage deha sukha vidya dhana jan." I do not want vidya, wealth or followers or education. "Nahi mage swarga ara moksha nahi mage." I do not want heavenly planets or liberation. "Nakari prarthana kona vibhutira lage." And I do not want any vibhuti or mystic perfection or any magical ability to do any magical feats to impress people. "Nija karma guna doshe jeje janma paye." By my karma, by my activities or by my qualities, according to the laws of nature, whatever birth I am awarded, "janme janme jena tava nama guna gaye." In whatever birth I take, I may be able to sing the glories of your qualities and be able to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. "Ei matra asha mama tomara charane ahetuki bhakti ride jage anuchane." Ei matra asha, this is my hope, this is my prayer at your lotus feet, that ahituki bhakti, pure bhakti towards your lotus feet, they become manifest. And then he gives a very beautiful example which is given by Rupa Goswami also. Vishaya je priti ebe achaya tomar, sei matra priti hoko charana tomar. That attachment which I now have for material enjoyment, this we all can relate to very easily. May that same attachment be awakened for your service, for your lotus feet. Like Rupa Goswami says that just like naturally young boy and girl are attracted towards each other, same way I may be attracted towards you. Vipade sampade taha thakuka samabhave dine dine vriddhi ho namera prabhave. By the influence of the holy name, I may learn to become vipate sampate, equi-minded in happiness and distress. And finally he says, pashu pakshi haye thaki swarge va niray. It doesn't matter whether I take birth as a bird or as an animal, swarge or heaven or niray in the hellish planets, tavo bhakti rahe bhakti vinodaridai. I may simply remain engaged in your devotional service. And then in another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how one can chant the holy name constantly. He says, Shri Krishna kirtane jadi manase tohar. If you want to chant the holy name, then first try hard to become eligible to chant. He said, parama yatana tahe labhe adhikar. That you have to endure to develop this quality to chant. And again he glorifies, he elaborates, trinadika hina dina akinchana char. He says, first is trinadika hina, becoming humbler than a bird of course. Dina, fallen person. Like Jesus Christ says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, who think themselves fallen. Dina bandhu, dina nath, not amir bandhu or Krishna is dina bandhu. You have to actually feel yourself. You know, you may be like King Pratap Rudra or Amrish Maharaj, but you have to think that I have nothing. And actually we do have nothing because everything belongs to Krishna, even if we have. So dina and akinchana, you have to become akinchana, one who is without possessions. Akinchana. Char means very insignificant. Apani mana bhi sada chadi ahankar. Giving all respects and giving up false ego. Sometimes you wonder why so much acharyas emphasize this one quality. Because this is like oxygen. It's like you need oxygen to breathe. You know, you cannot live without it. So bhakti is sustained by this crest jewel of all verses, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur emphasizes so much. This is the only thing which pleases Krishna. And then he elaborates on the second quality. Vriksha sama chama guna kariha sadhan. So develop tolerance so that you become like a tree. Like a tree. A few days back I was in Nashik and I was in a place where there's some trees and grass. I was just sitting and meditating, you know, thinking. It's good before chanting to just visualize how a tree is and how a blade of grass is. How even if somebody comes to cut the tree does not protest. Rather, it offers its services to be used in any way the person who is cutting takes. Or a blade of grass, people do anything on it and he's simply tolerating or accepting it. Prati hinsa teji anne koribe palan. Give up the sense of retaliation and koribe palan. Try to maintain others. Do not jivane nirvahe ane udvegana dibe. Do not cause anxiety to others for your personal maintenance. And para upakare nija sukha pasaribe. Forget about your happiness while working for the welfare of others. This is actually a devotee spirit. Yesterday one devotee was telling me about Shyam Sundar Prabhu, that he was so busy in his service yesterday, and at 7 o'clock in the evening he realized that he had not eaten anything. You know, devotee should become so immersed in service that he forgets that whether I my bodily demands are being fulfilled or not. Of course, as a service one accepts prasad also, but ideally the consciousness should be that I am so eager to serve. Prabhupada writes that if you are actually so much absorbed in service, then that's as good as seeing the Supreme Lord. Because through seva you see the Lord. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, one very famous incident, he was saying, I have not come to see the Lord, but I have come to be seen by the Lord. You know? Do not try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna. He's so much absorbed in welfare work, preaching, trying to help others. Haile o sarva guni mahashay, pratishta chadi kara amani ride. although you are endowed with all good qualities, you should give up the desire for name and fame. Even after getting qualities, you should give up the desire for being glorified and make the heart free from the desire to be honored. Krishna adhishtane sarve jive jani sada koribe sammana sada adare sarvada. You offer respects to everybody. Why? Because Krishna is situated in the heart of all living beings. This is such a simple fact that Krishna is everybody's heart. But if you remember this, then we can offer respects to everybody. And finally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur concludes by saying, Dainya daya anyamana pratishta varjan chari gune guni hai karaha kirtan. Be endowed with these four qualities. Dainya, that is humility. Daya, which is mercy or compassion. And anyamana, offering respects to others. And pratishta varjan, being devoid of the desire for pratishta. And in this way, you can chant the holy name. Finally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhakti Vinoda Kandi Bole Prabhu Paye Hena Adhikar Kabe Diya Amar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the feet of the Lord and praise. When will you award me the qualifications needed to chant your holy name? So we should beg. You see, seek and you shall find. So many times we chant without even begging. We should actually beg Krishna. I am now chanting. We should beg the spiritual master that please give me this quality. Because actually even humility is a gift of God and Guru. We cannot just pretend to be humble. But when we just beg, and the Supreme Master, Guru, Krishna or the representative, they just give that mercy so that we can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So we should pray to Lord that please give me this qualification before I give up my body. And we read in yesterday's newspaper how this big tidal wave, so many thousands of people being killed. It says time and tide wait for none. This is very graphically demonstrated in that incident. 750 kilometer per hour speed. You must have all read that 30 feet high waves is literally devouring everybody. And this is just a small glimpse of Krishna's power. Just a little thing. And I was just thinking that actually the wave of time is devouring everybody. Only now it has become naked for few minutes or whatever. We should always be thinking that this situation of what happened 2 days back is happening to me every moment. Every moment the wave is coming. Just like we can just visualize how the people must have reacted, those who saw the wave coming near them. They must have tried to run or some of us have escaped. The same way the wave of time is coming and is taking away the duration of our life. But Bhagavatam explains if we engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna, then there is no fear because then we are coming closer to the eternal reality, to the spiritual world. This picture, the front page I was seeing yesterday, I was thinking about during Japa today that this wave is coming. So how can I sleep? I have to take shelter. I have to cry out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions or comments?
Thank you for your very wonderful class, Prabhu. Prabhu, you are talking about the quality of forgiveness and how when devotees are forgiving, it pleases Krishna. But we find several times devotees, because of their soft nature, they get treated very shabbily by the karmis, and then they are cheated or they are so many bad things are done to them. And at that time we wonder what we should do, because if we forgive them, then the general tendency would be that any other devotee also who comes, they also get cheated because devotees are soft people. So we understand that we have to be intelligent in order to not to get caught in such a situation, but somehow or the other we do get caught in such situations, and then at that time we wonder to what extent we should go in order to ensure that whatever is taken away from us, we should get it back.
Your question is very deep. I cannot, I am not qualified to explain, but I am just, basically what you are asking is, one can be forgiving for himself, but if being forgiving is going to harm other devotees later on, is that what your question is, right? Yeah. It's, you see, for oneself, one has to be forgiving, the Shastra says. But if another devotee is offended or mistreated, then one should become angry. One should retaliate if necessary, do whatever is needed. So it's hard for me to say what exactly should be done. Simultaneously, one should be forgiving for oneself. But if that person's behavior is such that he is going to cause distress to other devotees, then some means or other we should try to prevent that. It's because just like if somebody is a thief, he is stealing something, for example, and in one sense, yes, if somebody is taken away, it all belongs to Krishna. But in another sense, if the thievery is allowed, he will steal Krishna's property. So if somebody steals something from you, in one sense you can react because this is Krishna's property being taken away. If it is something which on an individual level, somebody just slaps you or something in a private place, and if that person is just once for once, then we can forget it. But if something is like that if somebody is coming in the temple or a place where other devotees are likely to be hurt, then it has to be reported or something. I'm really not sure. I ask you only the answer because I'm sure you know. What is your answer? Please, anybody would like to comment? Ananda Prabhu, what is your comment? Just like one thing is, I remember about Narad Muni's disciple. Narad Muni had one snake as a disciple who was being very mistreated because of becoming a... Narad Muni told him to become very tolerant. So he was tolerating and people were abusing that snake. And finally Narad Muni told him that, I told you not to bite people, but you can show your fangs. So sometimes it's necessary to show our fangs so that others are not exploited. The same way in business also, if you let people just cheat you, then you won't make any profit, then you can't serve Krishna. So am I right? Yes, Prabhu. Okay. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrind ki jai.